Morning world, Joseph here. It's 8 a.m. Saturday, 20th of August, 2011. Just left the apartment, which is now 61 metres directly above me as I walk under the leg of that supports our one corner of our building. On my way to the station, I'm catching a train. I'm going to go just a few stops to the beginning of today's artistic run, which I planned initial plan was a few weeks ago, modified it a bit. Today's run is a Tokyo landmark, and it's pretty good. It looks pretty similar to the actual thing, although there's some places where the roads just don't go where I need them to go, so we're going to have a couple of gaps, and I'm going to have to pause the tracking and run around to find a road on the other side of the river, so I'll have gaps over rivers. Anyway, this morning, more ideas being thrown at me, and yesterday too, of work, paid work and projects, and it's this constant battle, which I seem to be talking about every day recently, of, you know, what where am I? Which direction am I heading in? I wish I had a Google map for that. That would be really handy. It seems that increasingly this year life is an experiment.
It is. This year has increasingly been an experiment as I come to work. Sorry about the wind noise, if there is any. As I come to work on many different projects, and I'm interested in many different areas, but it's really not clear which is. If, for example, there was one area I was to pursue, then it's not clear what that area is. And then in traditional thinking, in terms of career and things like that, you know, of course that's not necessary. That's not a good thing. You know, you need to choose your focus and push there. On the other hand, you do have to have these periods when you're experimenting, and so I try to console myself or reassure myself that this is one of those necessary periods of experimentation. And I mean, that's the thing, you know, life does come in stages, tends to happen in stages, in waves, and it's not going to carry on forever, and the path will probably become clearer. I'm not too worried about when, but it is a bit unnerving sometimes, you know, it really is, and you wonder, like, okay, is this really what I should be putting my time into? A bit like hedging your bets, but perhaps a little too much. But anyway, I just tell myself, okay, it's a time for doing that. It's a lot cooler in Tokyo today, I'm very happy to report. Rain not due until tonight. Temperature has dropped by probably at least 10 degrees. It's pretty cool. It's nice shorts and t-shirt weather, almost trouser weather actually. In fact, if I wasn't running, then I definitely have a long sleeve top on or trousers. So yeah, nice to have some relief from the intense heat that we've had recently. I'm about to get on the train on the Oido-sen here in Tokyo. And this is Iidabashi. Iidabashi Station Oido-sen is fascinating. It's this incredible underground creation. Amazing station. Some people on drugs designed it, I'm sure. It's very futuristic, but I love it. Okay, so I shall speak to you soon. And take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.